What I'm about to tell you just seems so such a shock compared to the rest of the narrative that I've been listening to, waiting for my interview. This is an avalanche of human suffering that's 100% man-made. It is the worst humanitarian catastrophe I've experienced in my lifetime and in my growingly long career in humanitarian medicine. There's an acronym that is unique to the Gaza Strip, and it's WCNSF, Wounded Child, No Surviving Family. Children, and it is used not infrequently in the last 3 weeks. It was coined in the last three weeks. One physician told me 2 days ago that, or a few days ago, that a little girl came in wounded, and she had a piece of paper in her pocket that she handed to him. He sent me a picture of the piece of paper. It had 27 names on it, and she said, "These are the members of my family that were with me in my home. Please look for them. Please look for them under the rubble. Don't look for this one," and she points to the name of her sister. "I know she's already dead." This is a 10-year-old little girl. Hospital healthcare system collapsed almost a week ago. It was announced on TV for the whole world to see. And in that week, there has been indiscriminate bombardment. And I don't even know if indiscriminate is the right term, because it's targeting healthcare facilities.